Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
Thank you for tuning again once again to these boardroom chats. How many of them, Kathy?
This is number 268.
268. That's 268 weeks. You know, if we reran, we wouldn't have to come in the studio.
Are you looking
for
to get out of work?
Sure. Why not? Praise God. What a blessing of the Lord. Today, I want to talk about something that's a wonderful thing, and yet it's caused such controversy in the body of Christ.
What is it?
The Holy Ghost.
Oh.
Being filled with the Holy Ghost.
Mm.
And you know, people say, well, that's not for today. Yes, it is. I know what scripture you use. When that which is perfect has come, that which is in part is done away. And we know the word of God is perfect. But if Peter needed the Holy Ghost and Jesus said, you go and tarry, you need the Holy Ghost.
I don't think those who disagree with you would say that it's not the Holy Ghost, it's the manifestation of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues.
That's right.
The tongues is where they have the problem.
Hallelujah.
Problem,
you know,
with the
you
tongue.
Need to start looking at your tongue and let it speak, praise God, the word of the Lord. I want to read a scripture. Naturally, everybody knows about Acts chapter 2. It says, suddenly there was a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled them. And they began to speak with other tongues as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. That's great.
Yes.
But you see, from that point, that level right there, things begin to progress, begin to go forward. God didn't want just that upper room people. He wanted the world to receive that.
Right.
Because it's great power to receive the Holy Ghost. Mm. Now, let me say something about receiving the Holy Ghost. Usually, it's very noisy. I mean, you get noisy. When Kathy got filled with the Holy Ghost, she heard somebody screaming, and it was her. Tell them a little bit about that, Kathy.
Unforgettable, yeah. I didn't even know what the Holy Ghost meant. I just heard that I needed that, and I had been born again maybe a year, and I remember telling you, and you weren't saved, and I said, Jesse, I feel like I need something. So there was
just
something.
Just say B.C., before Christ.
Before, okay.
Before Kathy. B.C., before Christ.
Well, I just was sensing that the Lord wanted to give me more, and I didn't know what that even meant. I don't think I had just started reading the Bible. I probably hadn't gotten to Acts and reading all of that. And you told me I needed the Holy Ghost. I said, what's that? And so.
Because Mama said it.
So I called your mama, and your mama says, there's a revival going on. Once you fly down here, you're going to get the Holy Ghost. So I agree.
I've said this many times. It cost me $400 for Kathy to get the Holy Ghost. I flew up from St. Louis, Missouri, all the way to New Orleans, and I said, meet me in Chicago in 2 weeks at O'Hare Airport.
And wasn't that a good investment?
It was a great investment.
I'm telling you what.
Boy, she totally changed.
And yours too. Because from that point on, I recognized that I had the power of God. And
she said it.
Yes, I did.
She come walking off that tram, whatever thing, you know, she come in Chicago.
Jetway,
whatever it is, boy. And she kind of had a lean with her, you know. I thought, oh, look at the bad woman here, you know. And she said, you going down, boy. You going down. I got the power. I got the power. And I thought, whoa, what power you got? I got filled with the Holy Ghost.
What I meant was that old man was going down because I was believing for him to get born again. And
who's you know, the old man, me?
You? That was the old man.
I was young.
Before you were the old man.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, I was only, what,
you
20?
You were 20.
What, I was 22 years old?
23, maybe. 22 or 23.
Yeah, something like that. I used to be young. I really did.
So Jesse's mom said, there's a revival in our hometown. So I flew to Houma where his parents lived and my parents lived. And so I went to that meeting that night, not knowing what to expect. I was ready to receive. And so the pastor, they had an evangelist in town. And he preached, and I couldn't wait for the altar time, so I went to the front of the altar. Maybe about 10 people were standing there, and I remember raising my hands, although I had never seen people really do that before that point. I just wanted whatever God had. That's a sign of surrender. Surrender, and so I was just seeking God, and I remember he laid hands on me, and all of a sudden, I could hear someone screaming in the room. It sounds so strange, I know, to some people. Those who've experienced it, it's not strange at all. But I could hear someone screaming in the room and at a distance, and I realized at that moment that was me. There was such a release that came, the Holy Spirit came in me like that Acts chapter 2 experience. I was on fire. I spoke in fluid tongues for I don't remember how long, but it was so powerful, and that's why I knew I was changed.
And it's amazing to me. They say that's not for today. Well, how did you get it?
I got it. I still got know? It.
I mean, it's just so silly. I want to go to Acts chapter 19. I want to read verse 1. Start with verse 1. This is really a really interesting chapter. And in Acts chapter 18, talks about a man named Apollos. This guy was eloquent.
Mm-hmm.
He was homiletical, hermeneutical, philosophical, theological. the man could speak. And he was such a... In fact, let me go to Acts chapter 18, and I'll read this, verse 24. And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man, mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. Verse 25. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. Okay?
Which was in water, John the Baptist.
Yeah. So now you don't think he was powerful. Verse 28, for he mightily convinced the Jews that they publicly showing by the scriptures that Jesus was the Christ, the Messiah. Now, but to convince the Pharisee, the Sadducee, the Zealot, you got to talk good. You just got to flat know what you're talking about. And he did it with scripture, or he did it with the law.
Yeah,
call it what you want, you know?
He was showed the truth, showed the way, a deeper way beyond baptism of John by a beautiful couple called Aquila and Priscilla.
Yeah, and what happened is when you love the Lord, people are going to notice it. And Aquila and Priscilla noticed this man. Mm-hmm. And so they said, we want to talk to you about something we know about. Mm-hmm. And so they expounded to him.
And he was teachable.
Yeah, he was very teachable. And a lot of people need to be teachable. Mm-hmm. But Acts chapter 19, verse 1, I like this. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Hmm. And he said unto them, verse 3, unto what then were you baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. That's repentance, you know. Well, Father, forgive me. Watch this. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him, which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Verse 6, and when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied.
Amen.
Now, this was amazing. You say, yeah, but no, there ain't no yeah, but about it.
Yeah,
this
was
after this power.
That was after the day of Pentecost.
That's correct.
Was farther on down.
You need this power. Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't understand that at all. You know, I mean, I thought mom and them was crazy. I called it the God stuff. So, you know, they wanted me to do this and that, but I said, I want to be Catholic. I'd go, mom said, you got to come to that church once a month with us. And I'd go to St. Gregory's there over there in Houma, Louisiana. Mama let me go and stuff like that. But then when mom and them got born again, I mean, you know, they really got born again. But then they got filled with the Holy Ghost. So I really thought it was kind of strange because I was trying to understand it with my intellect. When really receiving the Holy Ghost is a revelation of knowledge, a revelation of more than just Christ in you. This is now Christ, the Holy Ghost, coming out of you with a tongue that you can't speak in the natural. Mm. See? And I remember this when I did get born again. You tried to get me filled with the Holy Ghost. Remember that?
Yeah.
And you slapped me.
And you wanted it. You did. You requested it.
We were somewhere. Where were we?
I was so ignorant.
Yeah, you were. She was very ignorant.
Because we went to visit your sister.
Yeah,
my
half-sister.
They were living like in Indiana or something. That's why we were traveling.
Yeah.
And so we went there, and they agreed to. You wanted the Holy Ghost. We all knew you needed it.
I had to want it because they were just driving me nuts. You got to get the Holy Ghost.
Maybe that was part of the
problem. That's all I knew. I know Casper, the friendly ghost, but I wasn't concerned about the Holy Ghost.
So we put you in a chair.
Yeah.
And all three of us laid hands on you because we wanted to get you filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit according to the book of Acts. So
And you didn't do it like this.
Oh, really? We're intense.
Oh, it was intense.
And so
man.
He started laughing, and I didn't understand the joy of the Lord. I should have recognized. Now I would know, hey, that's great. That's the joy of the Lord. But maybe you were just, when you get embarrassed, I guess sometimes you laugh.
I wasn't embarrassed. I just freaked.
I think he was freaking. Okay. Regardless.
He's shaking me.
He was laughing, and I was upset with him because I said, this is serious business. Stop laughing.
She slapped me. I mean,
I'm surprised he survived me.
I was persecuted for the Holy Ghost. But you know what? I didn't get it. I said, I did everything. They said, I'm speaking tongues. I said, how?
But you kept pressing in. I remember when we started going to that little church after you we moved to Houma and all that. Because that must have been there in that 4-month period.
No. I'm talking about it was at Helen's house.
I know, but later on.
Okay, but
saying,
when y'all slapped me, she said, speak in tongues. I said, well, what do you say? Boy, they speaking the tongue, and I'm going boo-boo. I didn't know what this house was. I don't know this language, you know.
Remember
and that's
had,
when Kathy just slapped me, you know.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. No problem. But wait. But I mean, I thought, well, okay, I got you.
Can I just interrupt this right here before you go to on? Because we want to get to that point when you really got filled with the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
But didn't we have fun when we went to their house?
Oh, yeah,
we
it was
got
great.
Together with them. You didn't really know your sister that well.
No, I didn't.
But
my half-sister
she had gotten born again. I think they were actually pastoring a church then at that time.
They loved the Lord.
They were
man.
Serving in a church there. And there was a big picture window in their house.
Yeah.
And Jesse had all his equipment in the truck. So when we came over there, we were traveling. He had his big bass amplifier.
I had two reversible 18s. My God, big stuff.
And we just had, it must have been your idea because you was always the fun one.
So I hooked it up.
He hooked it up and we put the speaker, he put the speakers all together because the plan was there was this big, I think
church.
It was United Pentecostal Church across the street.
Wasn't
big the church they went
window.
To. And so there was a big picture window. So he kicked on. Did we do the hallelujah chorus?
Yeah, so we put the hallelujah, and we pull the curtains back, and these people look, and we go, hallelujah.
Yeah, we were lip-syncing the hallelujah chorus.
Hallelujah.
And you could probably hear it for blocks.
Oh, you could hear it for blocks, man.
It was hilarious.
Because you could play a stadium with some of this stuff.
I don't know why I remembered that.
Yeah, it was hilarious. I thought, and that kind of got them from beating me up on the Holy Ghost.
So let's sing a song, you know.
Well, we go back home and all that. I still hadn't gotten. I said, if this is a gift, this is the hardest gift I've ever to receive. My God, man, I just can't do it because people spit on you. Speak it out, turn it loose, let it all kind of you.
Yeah, I remember.
What do you say?
There was a season where every time there was an altar call, you'd go up and you'd leave. You'd go up there expecting, and you come back looking disappointed.
So people would come to me and say, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Just like Acts 19. I said, I got beat up. I've been spit on. I've got everything. No. I just can't seem to.
If it's a gift, you say it's the hardest gift.
Came.
Yes.
Look at me. A man named Wallace Key, a great preacher, cross-eyed as a bat. You couldn't tell if he's looking at you. He'd look at you like this.
His head was there, but his eyes was looking at me.
And I go, I lean, well, are you looking at me, you know? And he said, and he had that real great voice. It's time for people to get filled with the Holy Ghost. And he had a problem. He itched. He's just scratching his hand.
He's constantly doing that.
Oh, and I thought, oh, boy, you know. Well, Christine, Kathy's sister, was at this church, Terrebonne Full
Gospel
Temple.
But he was a powerful man of God.
Oh, powerful man of God.
He had the gifts of the Spirit.
He was a great man.
A prophet. He had a lot of miracles, healings in his ministry.
Oh, yeah, I mean, just a wonderful man. But you know what happened? Christine said, let's go get the Holy Ghost. I said, Christine.
It's my sister.
We're going to get beat up. So he come. Boy, so we all lined up. I think Christine was right next to me, I think. Anyway, to make a long story short, he come walking up there and I say, see how you're looking at me like I'm looking at the camera? He's like this. But he's looking at me. And he said, would you like to get the Holy Ghost? And I went, are you talking to me? I couldn't tell you. I didn't know. He goes, yeah, I'm talking to you like this. So he said, I'm going to lay my hands on you. And he did this. I put my hand over there. Make sure. I don't know because, you know, you, brother, when he didn't give me time to think, okay, how do I do this? And he just released what he had into me, which I didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And before it, I could hear myself speaking in tongues. And I remember my intellect said, oh, that's easy. Because you let God take over you. Just like when you get saved, you just let God take over you. And I was filled with the Holy Ghost. And we have a story that's called by a cross-eyed preacher. One of the finest men I ever met in my life. And yet, a lot of people did him a disservice. They weren't nice to him and things. You know, it wasn't a very good-looking man for his look, but he had the greatest spirit I ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I blessed him, and I wanted to bless him. And I mean, because this was a hard thing for me to receive. Because everything God's ever done for me, I always tried to think it out. Remember that time I was at one of the believers' convention and Brother Copeland was prophesying to me and he slapped me on the head. People are always trying to slap me about something. Quit thinking and listen to me. You know, I said, I got it. You know?
That's what I did to you too.
From now on, I get around priests, I put a football helmet on. I said, you're going to slap my head, you know. But I mean, to get my attention. But this is what Paul was saying. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed.
Mm-hmm.
Believed on who? Believed on Jesus Christ as the Messiah. And, you know, I'm telling you, and I know, and people don't mind the Holy Ghost, but they don't like that speaking in tongues because they try to understand it from an intellectual point of view. I've used this many times. Intellectual activity, range and research, induction and reason does not function with revelation knowledge, does not function with the Holy Spirit. He's dealing with your spirit, who you really are. You see, that's what lives forever. And it's one of the most amazing things. And I'll never forget it. And I mean, listen, when that service that night, I went home and the next day I could talk God's power. I mean, I was amazed how easy it was, you know, to be filled. And same thing with you. You totally changed. Being the greatest change is being born again. Right. But I mean, to be filled where you can actually activate all these things that God said. You're full of the Holy Ghost. You see a sickness, bless God, I'm going to lay hands on them and pray the prayer of faith, and God will heal them if you believe it. So it was a wonderful time. Yeah. Go ahead, say something, gather.
Well, I was just looking at here that when Paul laid his hands upon them, verse 7 says in Acts 19 that all the men were about 12. It was 12 of them at one time got filled with the Holy Spirit.
I thought he said all of them were 12 years old. That's when I first read that.
They were men. Know. It doesn't say that. Boys.
Yeah, I know. Well, when you're a Jew,
I'm glad you got me here to help you.
When you're a Jew, you become a man at 12 years old.
I don't think so.
Really?
Yes.
You go.
I thought it was 13. It's bar mitzvah.
It's a bar mitzvah. I think it's 12. Isn't it 12? I think it's 12.
I think 13. They were men, though.
Yeah, I believe they were men too. I
just thought you're just jerking my chain again.
I'm jerking your chain.
But then Paul stayed there in Ephesus about 2 years in that whole area, mm-hmm. and really began to teach them. And he says it that there were great miracles. God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought into the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. So the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, of course, begins initially with the baptism, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, but the gifts of the Spirit that he brings with him are like the gifts of miracles, like you talked about here. Yeah. We talked about
nine
Brother
gifts,
Wallace Key had those gifts
of
the Spirit flowing in his life. Such a powerful thing.
I can't wait
thing.
Till I see that man again.
I remember
because
when
he really changed my ministry.
I know,
really
and then after you in the ministry preaching is when the Lord led you to send him an offering, I remember.
Yeah.
Because we realized the value of his ministry and the Lord
and a
just
lot
put
of people
it upon
didn't.
Your heart.
And that, I'm sad to say that, but they didn't, you know. But I did. Because I saw in that man something that a lot of people talk about, but he had.
Yeah.
You know, he had the anointing of God. Yeah.
You know,
in
it's
his
so
life.
Important to honor those that God brings in your life that helps you to get to a place spiritually. You know, it's so many people are not loyal today. They're just self-centered. They're moving, or they use people.
Yeah.
But here it was, this past, we loved this man, Mr.
Oh, I thought he was a great
man. We valued him.
Man.
We appreciated his influence in our life, the gift that was deposited in you.
Many, many years ago, I believe his daughter contacted me or sent a letter to me. Saying I was the only one that ever gave his father.
It was heartbreaking to hear that
yeah,
letter.
Thought,
we're glad the Lord
kidding.
Let us be a part of it, but that no one else did. It makes you wish you'd have done more, huh?
But Buddy, what he had, he could release.
Yes.
I asked the question to the dude, what you have, can you release? Mm-hmm. Think about that for a minute. You know, people believe in healing, but they say this, I know God heals, but would he heal me?
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you something. It's much easier for me to get other people healed. I mean, I can get other people healed quicker than me getting healed. Well, and there's a lot, because, you know, and of course I just don't get sicker. I've had people say, I've been knowing you 40 years. I don't see you sick. Well, I didn't have time. I just don't take time. I don't slow down enough, I guess, for something to grab me. I just keep going
Well, I think daily, you sow healing, of course, so that's it. But you believe
health.
In it. So you live it. There's such a thing as divine healing, divine health, and divine life.
Right.
So you walk in divine health. So
yeah, I have. The Lord has been gracious. I'm going to be, at the time you see this, that we're taping this, I will be 76 in about 3 months. And it's amazing. in fact, I go. I don't like doctors, but I go because Kathy wants me to go. And you know, almost every one of them said this. Well, do you take any medicines? No. What do you mean? You don't? No. I said no, nothing. They go, finally a healthy one, mm-hmm. which is a pretty good testimony, huh? To say finally a healthy one.
I love that. And I was just thinking about when we first got saved, we first started in this little church in Houma, which we often refer to. Got a lot of great memories. not all good, but a lot of great ones. But anyway, remember you talked to Brother Rafer, which was our first pastor.
Brother Sidney Rafer.
And yeah. He's such a precious man. He's the one you cursed out, later became friends with.
I had to tell him that, you know.
This is That's BC, before he got saved.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, I'd curse you out.
But he forgave you, and you asked for forgiveness.
Oh, yeah, after I got born again. I can't believe I did that on a Sunday morning.
Doing. Yeah.
Well, I was of the devil. That's exactly what I was.
Right.
And that was, I served Satan well. Mm-hmm. But yet that same tenacity that I had for the devil when I got born again, I served God well. I don't mean that arrogantly, pridefully.
Right.
I just like serving God.
That's the same place that you got filled with the Holy Ghost, the same place mm-hmm. God called you,
spoke to you
to preach the gospel. You began preaching or teaching a little Sunday school class.
You know, if you live in Houma, Louisiana, it's called Terrebonne Full Gospel Temple.
I think they may have changed the name. Praise Tabernacle or something like that.
But it was a blessing. It's not very big, but it was wonderful. That's why I preached my first message.
Yeah, but I remember that when you told Brother Rafer, I'm not going to get sick anymore. Do you remember you told that?
Oh, yeah. I began to read the Bible. And you know, I never learned to doubt. I still don't doubt. Wow, doubt's mental anemia. It's a form of atheism. I got a book you ought to get called I Never Learned to Doubt. That's me.
It's a great book.
People love it, and it's went all over the world. And when I read that, he said, he took your infirmity and he bore your sickness. And by his stripes you were healed. Now, you got to understand, being full of the Holy Ghost, I latched on to that. I went, wow, that's God talking to me. So if he took my infirmity, why would I want it? If he bore my sickness, why should I have it? And by his stripes, I was healed. Now, before I ever got sick, he already had an answer. That's what I saw. And I wouldn't have got that, but that was done through the Holy Spirit and through the Holy Ghost. So all of a sudden, it gave me power. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you to believe this. So that's when I called Brother Rafer. I said, boy, I read something. Oh, you did? Yeah, I did. And I said, I ain't getting sick no more. You don't tell that to matured Christian. Now, boy, you need to calm yourself down. I mean, I know you're excited about it. I said, no, but he said that. Well, I know he said that, but, and that's when I interrupted him. I said, no, you don't. You don't know he said that because you put a but on it. That's what he said. Now, I know he was trying to protect me.
If I got sick,
you know, he didn't want me to be, you know, be despondent or discouraged and things
right.
of that nature. But I looked at myself in that mirror at 104 Hellier Street in Houma, Louisiana.
I remember that.
That bathroom was so small, you could sit on the toilet and put your hands in the lavatory and wash your hands.
And we often did.
I'm telling you, it was just literally that
But
small.
Wasn't it beautiful? I mean, I really decorated it.
You decorated it.
I mean, today maybe
yellow.
I wouldn't think it was beautiful.
It was this color.
It was a beautiful golden yellow, kind of a warm mustardy color. And then I found this, they called it contact paper. And I remember it was sticky and I stuck it on the shade so it looked like it was a curtain.
Yeah.
It was black and gold.
Yeah.
Before the Saints even...
I think the Saints always were black and gold, I think.
I don't know what time they started, but it was about the same. I didn't do it because of the Saints' colors. I just thought it was rich, and I had a
I was talking about the Holy Ghost before we got into the decoration here.
This is called interrupting. It's called dialogue.
A dialogue, not monologue.
A monologue.
Okay, I got it.
So it had an adorable cast iron tub, you know, with the little feet and everything, but it wasn't the standard size. It was kind of small, but we were small. Sometimes you got big.
No, she nailed me.
Anyway,
she's bigger now.
I painted the outside of that cast iron tub, which was white when we bought the house, and painted it black.
Go ahead.
And I think the little feet, I had gold.
Well, since you're talking about other stuff, I noticed you get a bimp on your face. What is that?
I need concealer.
Oh.
And you need it right here,
okay.
By the way.
All right. Yeah. Okay, let's get back to the Holy Ghost. You see what I'm
saying?
Wasn't
it a cute bathroom?
It was a cute bathroom. Praise God. Hallelujah.
It did slope, though, because the house was... It did slope, though, because the house had foundation issues, which is
so
a whole other sermon
when you used
in
the bathroom,
itself.
You were like this.
The tub was heavy.
Just the way it was.
Especially when you filled it
anyway,
with water and you got in it.
I would look in the mirror and say, Jesse Duplantis, you will not get sick no more.
Amen.
Because God said, he took my infirmity. And I said it with strength. He bore my sickness. Mm-hmm. By his stripes, I was healed. And before I could say anything, boom, I would break out in tongues. The Holy Ghost was sanctioning that in my body.
Building up your most holy faith, speaking, praying in the Holy Ghost.
I mean, it was sanctioned, and I wanted to talk more English, but I couldn't. Because, see, I said it on the earth, and the Holy Ghost said it in heaven, and God recorded it.
Praise God.
Now, let me ask you a question. You ever seen me sick, sad, discouraged, broke, busted, despondent? No, I'm not bragging on that. I just made up my mind. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? I began to get great power in knowing how to believe the scripture. Now, I didn't deny what's going on around me. I don't do that. I mean, that's living in denial. You know, there's trouble in this planet, trouble in this world. But when you are born again, and where was you born again in the Bible? When Jesus breathed upon the disciples, he said, receive ye the Holy Spirit. That was right. Salvation right there. Every time God breathed something, life came. He breathed life into the nostrils of Adam, and he became a living spirit, living soul. So every time he breathes.
Release.
Now notice that when you pass away, you do this. And God is right here, receives that same breath of life
into him.
My God, then you start living like you've never seen. So I received this, and I found out, and I mean this sincerely, from Genesis to Revelation, being filled with the Holy Ghost, if you don't get into what I call doctrinal issues, trying to convince somebody something that you've got something you ain't nobody's ever seen, just simply believe what he said. Take it at face value. Most people say, well, you know, I know he has parables. I understand all these things. I mean, I understand all that. But I mean, just take it at face value.
Yes.
And you know, and I've been, let me show you on the financial realm. This will really help you. Holy Ghost has kept me from being financially distraught. Hmm. How? Because I would read in Mark chapter 4, you know, he's sowing a seed, some 30, some 60, some 104. That would be revealed knowledge to me. And I'd go, okay, I'm going to do that. And then they said, well, you can't have that. Wait a minute. Jesus said, I can do all things through Christ.
Right.
See, I didn't just quote the scripture trying to convince myself that that is true. See, what was happening is, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? It would percolate. You know what I mean? It's just, and I, my God, it was so strong. So after a while, I just wouldn't take no for an answer. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the beginning of my ministry and the beginning of my salvation. And it gets stronger every day.
Amen.
So when I got to believe the unbelievable, God gave me that statement. Believe the unbelievable, receive the impossible because it's doable. Mm-hmm. So when I got to believe for something, and let me take it, it takes millions a month, not million. I wish it was $1 million a month, that would be a blessing I got. Millions a month to run this ministry. It takes people like you who are supporting this ministry as partners. Me and Kathy support it. I mean, we just do it, my God. And what happens is it hard to believe like that? No. Why? Holy Ghost. And then sometimes I don't know what to say, so I let him talk. Then, now some of you are going to freak out over this. I said, I want to know what he's saying. Mm-hmm. Now, this is Jesse talking to spirit, and I'm praying in the Holy Ghost in my spirit, but I want to, all of a sudden, I begin to hear me speaking in tongues. I don't care if you believe it or not, it's the truth. Hear me speaking in tongues, but I hear it with my audible ear in English. So, what I call my natural language, you see. It is the most wonderful thing.
The interpretation of what he was saying.
It's the most wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just such a blessing. And after a while, it just opens you up. The Bible said the Holy Spirit only says what he hears.
Right.
Well, who's he listening to? God the Father.
Right.
And God the Son.
Amen.
Now, you know they're saying the right thing. And the Holy Spirit's saying the right thing. That's what I'm talking about. Then all of a sudden, miracles begin to take place.
Amen.
Paul said that God wrought special miracles. People said, that's not for today. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I've had many miracles in my ministry. If I told you something, you wouldn't believe it because they're so unbelievable. But you see, because you're trying to intellect the thing, natural intellect, it don't work that way. So you work that through the power of the Holy Ghost. And it's such a blessing of the Lord. Kathy, you got a testimony?
Yeah,
I got
great testimonies.
Go ahead.
Just read these. First one says, from Michael says, thanks to God for you too. I'm a partner of yours since 2021. Isn't that great?
Thank you, Jesus.
Appreciate the partners.
Well, since you said it, let me talk about partnership in just a second. I tell you what, your faithful financial support has been so gracious and so kind. Couldn't do it without you. If you'd like to be a partner, and I hope you do, 100%, listen, 100% goes into world evangelism. Mm-hmm. We have no debt here. We don't pay no interest on no notes because we don't have any. If you'd like to be one, I ask the Lord for every dollar given to my ministry, give me a soul in the kingdom. Listen, look, come here. You give me $1,000, I'll get 1,000 people saved in a week. I can do it through social media. It's happening all the time. is one of the most amazing things. I'm telling you, that's what I do. Mm-hmm. You know, God's been so good. If you'd like to be a partner, go to jdm.org. That's our website. There's a donate button you can hit. Now, if you don't want to do that, don't do it. I'm not forced. Don't do it. If you want to, do it. But then the anointing of increase that's on me and Kathy will come on you. You see, because now you're getting into a connection covenant, see. You can use PayPal if you want to use that. I still don't know what PayPal is, but people use it. Praise God.
I use it.
Yeah, you use it. You can text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one if you want. Mm-hmm. Now, Kathy likes the next thing I'm going to say. You can go to our free JDM app. It's totally free to you and select the giving you want. Or you can go back to Jesse and mail in the check using the post office as
like
a donation.
Like you do. You actually tell me, Kathy, yeah, write well, I tell the check to do and I mail it.
Okay. Yeah. See, and so, and I
same
hope you
thing.
Do that. Mm-hmm. None of it comes to me. I'm not broke. I'm far from broke. And you know why? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? The Holy Ghost opened my mind to finance, showed me what it
all
was.
All the blessings, including
all
finance.
Oh, yay, and amen. All the promises are yay and amen, yes. Which means yes and so be it. Mm-hmm. See, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And then not only knowing it, then being filled with it where I can get it out to you.
Yeah, you know, Jesse.
You know, an expression.
That just reminds me of our theme for this year, because that's really what enables us to accomplish that, create your world and walk in it.
Amen.
The Word of God plus the Holy Spirit breathing on the Word of God, it gives you that strength
sure.
and that
oh, yeah.
anointing.
I want you to read it because we're running out of time.
Sandra says, ahead. I love your honesty, integrity, and that you have you never had a financial deficit.
Never.
Or scandal of the ministry. You two are holy, healthy, and wealthy. I've been
well,
there.
I like that. Holy, healthy, and wealthy.
Yeah, that's not like a sermon.
That's
maybe.
Not like a sermon and a song.
He says, I have been there in your service. It is true. Everything you're saying, you two have a good name and good people with keen, sharp, spiritual discernment and common sense. So does she to notice this in us, not kidding. But thank you, Sandra. That's such a kind thing to say. We so appreciate it. This one is such. This one blessed me so much. From YouTube, it says, the first time I saw Brother Jesse in person was in Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis.
I had literally just left out the door of the hospital and went straight to hear him. I had vacuum hoses coming out of my nose and the vacuum in front of me. And his eyes bounced down at them for a fraction of a second. He asked me, is the Lord your shepherd? I said, yes. He says, then you shall not want. I've seen him twice since then, and he's much like a mentor to me. I've spent years listening to his teachings, and I wouldn't be as close to God as I am without him. Thank you for your gifts of wisdom.
That's very kind of you to say that. Thank you.
That.
Touches my heart. Appreciate
it. It does.
That.
I have one more if you want me to share it.
Yeah, one more.
One more. Tammy says, hi, Jesse and Kathy. I thank God every day for JDM Ministries. I have applied what I have learned from your teachings, and I have shared them with my daughter. Now, Sarah can't get enough of all the videos on YouTube. She must be binging like a lot of people do.
Yeah.
That's a good thing to do. And she goes on to say, she and I know that we have been hooked up with the ministry that God wants us to be with. I have another praise report to share. Over the past few months, I have been having major dental work done. Even though I have dental insurance, I knew that I would be paying thousands of dollars to cover my portion. This week, when all the procedures were done, I went to settle my bill and found out that I had a credit of several hundred dollars. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He is faithful in everything. That's
well,
a great testimony.
I tell you, he supplies.
Today.
He will.
Yes.
I hope you enjoyed it today. And be filled with the Holy Spirit. And when somebody said, that's not for today, say, yeah, it is.
Yes.
Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Don't complicate it. Just simply believe it and watch God do a miracle in your life. And if you get around someone that really loves the Lord, ask him, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And I'll tell you what, it will change it because what it does, and I'm going to say it again, it gives you the power to produce what the Bible says you can produce.
Right.
What you can receive, spiritual, physical, financial,
right.
in every area.
And it's a gift that belongs to you and
that's
your
right.
children and your children's
oh,
children.
Oh, it's
Book of Acts
it's
tells
an
us.
Honor of the Lord. Thank you for watching us today. And once again, thank you, partners, for helping us preach this glorious gospel.
Together, we're reaching people and changing lives
one soul at a time.
Time.
Jesse and Kathy saying, we love you. See you next week. God bless.